Today we celebrate Easter Monday. In Spain and Italy, it is a holy day and everything is closed except the churches. In Italian, it's called Pasquetta, the little Easter. And today, the peoples celebrate and continue their celebration of Easter Sunday. And of course, the church in general, because it is the octave of Easter for 8 days, celebrates Easter Sunday. And thus, every day, the candles are lit, the Gloria and the Creed are prayed, and what is even more important, the wonderful sequence of Easter, Victime Paschali Laudes, is said or chanted. And already we see on this second day of Easter that at the very beginning, well, it was still Easter Sunday, because in these readings it is still Easter Sunday, and it shall be for several days, that already the apostles and disciples were experiencing all these wondrous things which we have just read. In the Acts of the Apostles, which took place after Pentecost, nevertheless, St. Peter, the first pope, he proclaims the truth of the Christ, that he is the one from eternity chosen by God the Father to be the Redeemer of Israel and of the whole human race. And how the Jews, who were expecting his coming, instead of receiving him with praise and glory, tortured him and put him to death, not themselves, but by betraying him to the enemy, to the Roman authorities, who nevertheless did it, and as such, in that way too, became part of the recipients of the salvation that Christ has wrought for all mankind, not only Jews, but also Gentiles. And then, of course, we have this beautiful pericope of the Gospel, wherein Christ appears to the two disciples, namely Saint Joseph of Cleophas and Saint Luke himself. This other disciple, not named out of humility, is Saint Luke himself. And that's why he knew so much. And so our Lord, they were going, they were downcast, they were weeping, they couldn't believe it, and in a sense they were let down. They thought Christ was the Redeemer, and now he is dead and buried, and he wasn't really the Redeemer, perhaps. They didn't know, but they felt it. And so they were very dejected. And then all of a sudden, Jesus appears, but he hides his appearance from them. They do not recognize him. And of course, very often our Lord appears to us in many ways, but he does not allow us to see that it is he until a certain point. And so, instead of receiving news from them about that which had happened, the passion and death of Christ, he tells them. And he goes through all of the Old Testament, though it begins with Moses, that is, with Genesis, all the way down to the books of the Maccabees, explaining how Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he would redeem us from our sins. And then they arrive at their little villa in Emmaus, whether it was St. Luke's, of course he was rich, he was a doctor, the beloved physician, or maybe it was even St. Joseph's, he also was rich. But nevertheless, they were stopping. That was far enough. It was getting dark. And Jesus pretended that he was going further on. And they prevailed upon him, "Stay with us, Lord. It gets dark." And of course, that meant it was dangerous to travel in the dark. And so he pretends to be going further on, but then he gives in. It's all in his plan. And they go in to supper. And while they are at supper, our Lord astounds them when he celebrates the second Mass. And at that moment, he disappears. He cannot be seen any longer, not in his human body. But all of a sudden, they realize that it was Christ. And they realized that while he was speaking, their hearts were growing warmer and warmer and were on fire with the love of God, as it should be. And then after they had received Holy Communion, they went back to Jerusalem, despite the fact that it was far, despite the fact that it was dark, despite the fact that it was dangerous, and they went to tell the others. But in the meantime, Jesus, who, as both God and in his glorified human body, can do as he wills, he had appeared to this one and that one and that one, and they all had seen him. And they told Cleophas and Luke, "We have seen the Lord. He is really risen." And then they tell him, "We have seen the Lord, and we recognized him." And they were astounded, and they began to understand the role of the Eucharist in the life of the church. That they knew him in the breaking of the bread. And this is the first name for the Mass that we have in the Bible and in the history of the church. So much so that if you look in your missals at the communion rite, right around the Our Father and afterwards, the whole ritual is called fractio panis, the breaking of the bread. And so it is in the breaking of the bread, the Eucharist, that we know, that we see, that we recognize our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him and the Father and the Holy Spirit be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.